This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. After a popular run on the Comedy Channel, Politically Incorrect moved this week to ABC following Nightline. Politically Incorrect is a hybrid of The Tonight Show and The McLaughlin Group. Host Bill Maher opens with a comic monologue. Then he brings out his guests to discuss current issues. Guests on a typical show may include a senator, a TV star, a rock star, a think tank scholar, and a stand-up comic. People that are unlikely to talk with each other on any other TV show. Guests have included Jerry Seinfeld, George Stephanopoulos, the president's brother Roger, Senator Arlen Specter, Quentin Tarantino, Al Sharpton, and Sam Donaldson. Last June, I asked Bill Maher if every publicist in America is trying to convince him that their clients are politically astute.
We have a nice thing going now where I think a lot of people want to be on the show, and people do actually solicit our show, whereas we used to have to beg them. But I will also tell you that publicists are very often afraid of this show for their clients because they're afraid that their clients will come on and look stupid. And you know what? They're right. You can come on the show and look stupid. Not that you really have to, you know, be any sort of expert at anything, but I understand the apprehension, and I cannot tell you how many times I have run into celebrities out at functions in L.A., charities and so forth, and had them come up to me and say, you know, I'm a big fan of your show. And I'll say, great, I'd love to have you do it. And they say, good, I'd like to. And then 6 months later, I see them again, and they said, why didn't you ever call me? And the truth is, we did call them. We called their publicist, and the publicist never gave them the message because the publicist doesn't want them to do the show.
So what have been your biggest political changes over the years?
Well, I would say that when I was first voting, I probably was very much under my father's wing. And my father was, God bless him, one of the last of the true bleeding heart liberal Kennedy Democrats. Very proud of that. And I'm very proud to be his son. And proud that he was that. But I'm not completely that. Sometimes I am. But I would say, you know, I've learned to sort of think more for myself. But when I was a kid, you know, there was no other way to think about things. I mean, in our household, you know, no one said a bad word about the Kennedys or questioned that very dogmatic line of thinking.
So when you broke with your father's politics, did you become more radical or more conservative?
I would say I became more conservative out of necessity on certain issues, mostly because we are in an era now that doesn't afford liberalism as easy. To be liberal costs a lot of money, which we don't have. My theme is that liberalism is something I really believe we should aspire to, and I would never be proud of being a conservative, but where it's necessary, yes, I'm not going to be stupid about it. If you owe $5 trillion, I'd like to see it paid back. It makes me very nervous to owe that kind of money. So certain things that I think would be wonderful to do for my fellow man will probably have to wait because we spent a lot of that money on God knows what.
There's, you know, political humor with teeth and political humor that's toothless. I'm wondering if you can think of examples of a kind of political humor that you think of as just like really bland and unnecessary, and something that's, you know, something with teeth, that the kind of humor that I imagine you'd prefer.
Yes, I despise the kind of joke that's just the generic, you know, yeah, Congress did this today. They want a bunch of, you know, just like they're all bad. That kind of, where, and you know, who can't get cheap applause? Just being firing some broadside about how awful politicians are or how dumb Congress is. That's usually anything that inspires that kind of cheap applause just irks me. I mean, I see it on my show, and I think I get the smartest crowd, studio audience in television comes to my show. But there's something about when you say certain things, you know, we just had a baby. Apply, yay, yay, yay.
Right, yeah.
Yes, I've been making love to my wife every night. Woo, woo. And it's the same thing with politics. You say certain hot-button things, and people applaud, and it's just cheap. I refuse. I've always refused to do that. Nothing noble about it. It's just it just seconds me. So probably I go too far, you know. I mean, I probably blame the people as much as the politicians, and the people will probably rise up and hate me for it one day. But I'm sorry, I really do believe that, you know, we get the politicians we deserve.
Give me an example of something that you think really has teeth.
Oh, well, gosh. Certainly in our monologues every night, we try to do... I mean, I did a joke about the Admiral Borda. Somebody took me to task for it. And, you know, it was a tragedy, but then again, I didn't think it was so out of bounds that it couldn't be joked about.
What'd you say?
But maybe I'm wrong. I'm not quite sure. I think it had something to do with... Clinton had just appointed his replacement, Admiral J. Johnson, I believe. And the paper said that he was one of the Navy's fastest rising stars. And I said, yes, he's rising so fast, I expect he might kill himself by the end of the summer. Which I'm sure is in bad taste. But, you know, if once in a while you don't go over the line, you don't know where the line is.
Now, what did you know stand-up comedy from? From records, from nightclubs, from the Borscht Belt, from television?
Yeah, I would say television more than anything. I mean, when I was a little kid, Ed Sullivan was still on, and that was probably the premier forum for it. I would see Alan King and, I mean, Carlin, Pryor, Robert Klein. They all did Ed Sullivan and Merv Griffin, shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was a little older, I was able to stay up and watch The Tonight Show. And then there was a lot of comics there. And, of course, Johnny was a great comic. And, you know, I didn't have to see him too many times before I realized, oh, that's the job I want.
I want to
be the guy who brings the comics on. You know, I want to be City Hall so I don't have to fight it.
I remember one night when I was watching your show, I think it was Sandra Bernhardt spit in the face of a very conservative guest. So I was wondering, she's such a performance artist. I mean, you never know what's real and what's performance in her life. But I was wondering if there were any repercussions or if the guest was, you know, because I saw the guest again afterwards, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, we had him back. John Lofton is his name. He is, excuse me, a fundamental Christian preacher guy, whatever, I don't know his exact title. I know that I got a lot of letters from Christians who said, don't think he represents us.
Mm-hmm.
Even they didn't like him too much.
What occasioned Sandra Bernhardt to spit in his face? What did he...
Well, he was going on and on about her in the Jewish religion. He said in the Jewish religion, you couldn't even speak, which I guess is some reference to an archaic Jewish law about, you know, I mean, religions have some pretty sexist laws on the books going way back, and I think there is, I'm not really sure, having not been raised Jewish myself, but there's something about not being able to speak. Maybe it's in temple, or I don't know what he was referring to exactly, but it was vaguely familiar, and of course, she just, you know, it just pushed every button in Sandra the wrong way. I mean, you know, to say to a Jewish bisexual performance artist that you can't speak, not a good thing.
Bill Maher is the host of Politically Incorrect, which moved to ABC TV this week following Nightline. Our interview was recorded last June.